Now to your emails.
And many of you wrote in about our story on sexting, a new trend where teens text each other nude pictures. Last night, we profiled 16-year-old Brooke Nielsen, who's facing serious consequences at her school and with the police for one such sext message.
Well, listener Henri Paul wrote in to say that the principal's harsh response to the picture was way out of line. He writes, "I was absolutely appalled at the immaturity and prudishness of the school principal and police department. Now the poor girl will be facing public ostracism, which is wholly undeserved and might leave some needless emotional scars at this tender age. How sad."
Christina Verba was less sympathetic. She blames tech-indulgent parents. In her words, parents need to man up and take some responsibility for the technology they place in their children's hands. Basic cell phone service is plenty for a minor on a parent's credit card, and in this economy, it's what this old-fashioned listener would consider a privilege.
And finally, we heard from several of you about our story of an unexpected fallout from the recent steroid abuse scandal in professional baseball, how the scandal is affecting the playing relationship between a father and son. Well, Peter D'Entremont from Blue Hill, Maine, reminds us that baseball is about the game, not the people playing it. He writes, "As disheartening as it is to hear about a child or anyone have their heroes fail them, it is also disappointing to see this sort of misplaced emotional investment in the business of professional sports. You can be a fan of a sport, a fan of a team, or even a fan of a game."
And he adds, "I'm 60 years old, but every time I trot out to center field, I'm 10 years old. The multi-million-dollar star may disappoint, but the game never does."
Well, if we disappoint you, or if you'd just like to share your thoughts about our stories, write to us at npr.org. Click Contact Us at the top of the page.